Good morning and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast.
Only God can judge me, that right? Only God on the back. Nobody else. Nobody else. All you other motherfuckers are up and out of my business. I was blind to the facts. Stabbed in the back. I couldn't trust my own.
This morning's podcast is not the rah-rah podcast that I'm trying to focus on. This morning's podcast is 15 minutes of me telling Columbus management, what the heck are you thinking? The decisions, the moves, the manner in which employees are being worked and treated right now definitely needs some area or headquarter level attention. You see, right now, while we're in this pandemic, I don't know, it seems like the decisions that are being made that affect the quality of work life in Columbus is being made with very little thought. Now, I'm going to give you just a snippet. In fact, I'll give you what I experienced today. And we report to work. And again, I am a driver on the apps. We report to work, and I think we've got about six or seven people. I find it humorous, but it's sad as hell. I'm sorry. So I guess the decision was made that we're going to run one side of the apps with seven people. So about 5 minutes later, they came back and said the decision has now been changed to, we're not only going to run the apps, we're going to run the apps, the bundle sorter, and the SPSS in addition to the universal sorter. So in other words, the bundle sorter and the SPSS were added in addition to already being scheduled, the apps and the universal sorter. And let me say this to you. How I break this down to you, I'm going to give it to you probably in a manner that you're not used to receiving from a union person, a union member. In Columbus, Ohio, I don't know anywhere else because this is where I work. In Columbus, Ohio, the daily operational plan is set up on what they call an RPG, or run plan generator. It gives the supervisor and the group leaders a look at what it is the post office wants to accomplish in that 8-hour tour. So the RPG for today was the apps and the universals with respect to package processing equipment. Being short on both, the decision was then made, let's add the bundle sorter and the SPSS, and then the challenge came of staffing. And now when you try to staff that many machines with nowhere near enough people, you start asking one person to do the job of three or four people, and when it don't get done, attitudes start. You know, I mean, again, a thick work environment is now developed. Because what is being asked is it's not feasible. But because they are supervisors, and again, accustomed to following orders, this is what it is they try to do. So you have supervisors excuse me, 204Bs for the most part, attempting to run an operation short of personnel with additional pieces of equipment being, additional machinery being added. Can you imagine that work environment for today? And I'm simply saying, why would a decision like that be made? And it tells me, I'm sorry, and yes, I'm speaking now from many years of past experience, that they don't fully understand what that universal sorter can do. I spoke about that piece of equipment on an earlier podcast. I think if they understood, they would staff it fully. And it will probably, damn near close to, take care of the mission they want to accomplish for that day. But instead, bad decisions, and again, I am just a level 5 mail handler with a lot of years of experience. So when I speak about bad experience, I'm just speaking about it as I view it. And a lot of people view it as not understanding it, but because I understand the inner works, we both agree that it doesn't make sense. I just understand why it's not making sense a little more operationally, if that makes sense. So now, in order to try to accomplish this insurmountable task, well, not insurmountable, but now you have PSC clerks loading on the bundle sorter, you know, I mean, just the outright crossing of crafts when there was no emergency. It was a situation created by the Postal Service, and if anyone was to ask, the first thing they're going to throw their hands up and say is Article 3. Well, you can't go Article 3 when you change the operation plan. And with respect to PSCs performing mail handler's task, that happens on such a regular that I'm inclined to believe that somewhere there was a memo and it says we're going to cross crafts just because we want to, because it happens with such regularity and with such frequency, consistent frequency in Columbus, Ohio, that I think it's okay. Well, somebody thinks it's okay. I don't. And while I'm on that, here's the real bad part of that. Columbus, Ohio, you have mail handlers who want to work additional hours. I'm sorry. You have employees, clerks, maintenance, and mail handlers. You have employees who would like to work additional hours, not that 7-day, 12-hour that you're asking of the overtime desire list, but you pass them over and force people who don't want to be there that many hours to stay longer. Where's the sense in that? And then you cry emergency. The emergency is you don't understand staffing, scheduling, and how to relate to your employees in this time of crisis. And because I always tell you, I walk down the middle of the road. I am always on the side, or I am always that advocate for postal employees. To the post office in Columbus, Ohio, it would probably be in your best interest to make all your supervisors acting managers and avoid the whole 1.6 violation. Because let me say this to anyone who misunderstood what I just said. Let me clarify. They are already doing it. So this is not going to be something new. The supervisors, the 204Bs, and the managers perform as much craft work as the average craft employee right now today. So by making that supervisor a manager, you just avoid a grievance and get the opportunity to do it within the contract. So you actually give that supervisor a little additional pay for performing their job and the craft's job. And you can actually take that further and allow your managers to, again, give them schedules. Make them work in a section for 3 or 4 hours every day. And to the craft, I know that might sound crazy to you. Like, wow, he's trying to give away our jobs. No, I'm not. Please understand that. If that manager, no, I don't mean come and stop by 10 or 15 minutes. If that manager was assigned to do what you do 3 hours a day, because they're not, until we are not as short as we are right now, let me tell you, when they have to do that on a consistent basis, it's going to change the way they view what you do. And I'm talking from personal
West Palm Beach, Florida.
When I first became, when I got reduced from management and into the craft, that first week or two, I went home a little sore. I was a little sore. Because I work out every day, but I wasn't used to doing that work. And let me tell you, it gave me a different appreciation for what it is the craft does. So when I say that, that's my thought process. Understand that, please. But I'd like to also say to Columbus Management, and I'm being very sincere, you got some dedicated employees in your facility. I mean, I'm very serious when I say that. Those of us that still come to work and try to keep the name, you know, keep that postal brand moving forward, strong J to you, mad hand clap to you. And again, as soon as Columbus Management realizes, the quality of employees they actually have right now under their command or their control, but when they realize it and begin to treat you like the valuable assets that you are, they're going to be amazed at now we can be number one in whatever categories upper management chases. But until you learn that, you're going to continue to struggle. Columbus, Ohio, I am putting together a podcast specifically for you with respect to this new lead senior MDO. Yeah, that's probably going to be about a three glass of White Hennessy podcast. But it's important that I put out to you about the leadership in the facility that you work. And yes, I make it a point, or I make it my business, to know these things. Because it is important to me that I pass this information on. That's my show for today. And come on, Columbus, Ohio, put your thinking hats on. First thing is, anybody in that facility who wants to work additional hours, especially since you are saying you are over 30% short in manpower, why don't you allow them to do that? Why don't you allow them to do that? It's not a hard thing to do. And if you just go ahead and put your overtime desire list on max out your overtime desire list, then what you do is you now open up your freedom to select other employees not on the list as you need or as they volunteer to do. I mean, it's a win-win situation. But here's my concern as I get ready to close this podcast. You're going to not allow people to come to work that want to come to work. And as you do that every day, you take up more and more floor space because more and more mail is being housed instead of moved. And then you're going to get to the point where now it's an emergency. And mandatory, come on, you see, you don't have to do that. If we manage now, we can avoid the emergency that you are about to create. So think about it. Open that up. And any employee who wants to work, allow them to work. And again, that might be 10, 15, 20. I don't know how many additional employees that are willing to put in additional hours that will help you move that postal brand along. Have a great day.